Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Folks, you know how much I love being a Pet World Insider. I'm happy to have all of you along with us for this ride. We are down here at the Pet Expo in San Diego. So many wonderful people here, so many wonderful pet parents. It's really been a blast. But I got to say, I always love getting out and meeting people that you're only going to meet at these pet expos. I have one of those with me right now. She is an author of an incredible book. You should see some of the different drawings. And the topic is something, folks, I know all of us have had arguments and discussions about. I want to welcome to the show Melinda Sulio. Melinda, welcome.
Hello, how are you today?
I am doing so good. Now, you have written a new book called Heaven is for Animals Too. Now, I believe this completely, but I know there are some doubters out there. So let's explain what you cover in the book.
Basically, what the book is about is animals will be in heaven according to the Bible's original languages. And what I mean by that is I think the controversy stems from some diluting of the English translations. And I mean, I love the Bible. I don't mean to throw it under the bus. But the more I studied it in Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic, its original languages, the more I realize it's very consistent and it does advocate for the welfare of the animals.
I love this. And it's great to have the Bible itself serve as a proof point, if you will. Now, you must get some interesting reactions to this. What has been the thing, though, as you're talking with people and pet parents? I know overwhelmingly, and I've seen a lot of people come up to you today and go, I love that you've done this book. I have this discussion. What surprised you as you were doing this book? What really kind of caught you is, I knew it was going to be this, but I was also surprised to see this.
I could say that I was so enthusiastic when I started discovering some of the Hebrew language. And in my enthusiasm, I started to tell many people about this, and I eventually ran into opposition, and that shocked me.
Okay.
And so that was the most difficult part. When I started interviewing clergy, I realized that some sects highly agree, some sects have made, some religious outfits have made statements, and others flat out don't believe they go at all. And what really concerned me was that the ministers and the people that don't believe, the naysayers, if you will, I have not yet had them give me one biblical support for animals not going to heaven, but yet they're adamant against it. And I can say that, to give credit where credit's due, the Jewish faith believe that they go to heaven. The Vatican gave me a formal statement that they believe animals have souls and go to heaven. But my problem stemmed from a little bit more from the Protestant side. And I'm a Protestant, so I can say that. My husband's Catholic. My father was Catholic. But we were raised Protestant. And so I felt very surprised that I was getting opposition from my own group.
Wow. Yeah, and I often say, if they don't go to heaven, then send me to wherever they're going, because I will have a lot more fun there and feel much more love there than I will anyplace else. Now, this is a massive undertaking, though. How long has it been in the works for you?
Well, I found the first original 8 verses that caught my attention 13 years ago when my dad was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's. And I realized that there's no good prognosis for that disease. So I promised God I'd read the Bible. And that was about 13 years ago. I didn't do much with it because, as it turns out, my dad survived another 13 years. He just passed recently. And probably about 8 years ago, I believe it was, somebody's animal passed away. It was a horse, and they were very, very distraught. So I thought, well, I'll grab those 8 verses. I'll handwrite it, and I'll give her this. And it caused her to go to church. So then I did it for somebody else, and the word kind of spread. So somebody had a gentleman's dog passed away, and his wife asked me for what I had written. So I said, look, I just bought my first laptop. Let me go. I'll type it for you. And I came back with a 12-page article, and it caused him to go to church. And
wow.
I realized, holy cow, maybe there's something here. Yeah. But he kept coming to my house because he's a neighbor. He says, I need more. What does this mean? What does this mean? And before I know it, it became a full-fledged project that I couldn't stop. I mean, I've heard the term that art is something that you can't help not doing. And I couldn't quit. Even when I had serious opposition, next thing you know, we're at the Vatican, we're looking at the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we're interviewing
wow.
rabbis, and it became, if you ask my husband, it was an obsession.
Well, hey, that's a healthy obsession, though. I mean, what a great notion. I know there is so much to what you have written and the research, and I know we don't have time to get into all of it. But maybe you could share those 8 lines, or maybe recap it for us, if you will, as to, you know, what the general overview was, because it really is inspiring.
It talked, and I can almost not remember the 8 verses, but I remember the first couple were early in the Bible where they talked about the cattle and the animals are distressed. And I thought it was leading. Some of the first couple of verses that caught my attention were, it gave sentience to animals. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. And one of the, I thought, well, let me go to the King James Version. I'm reading a real easy version of the Bible, so I got to go to King James because this is probably not correct. I go to the King James and it says the same thing. So, and then I decided to buy a Hebrew Bible that translates the English. And just by opening it and taking a peek in the first chapter of Genesis, I saw the word soul for the 3 animal groups being made in the creation story 3 times. And so I thought, I'm going to go to King James Version over that. And it wasn't there at all. It wasn't in my NIV. It wasn't in my New American Standard. And I thought, well, we got a problem here. But then I noticed that in verse 130 about the vegetation is for us to eat, it had a footnote in the King James that the literal translation is soul. So I thought, well, now when I was in the Methodist church and I asked the minister if, you know, animals are going to heaven, I was told no, because they don't have a soul and they're not made in the likeness of God. So a real catch is, I decided that, wow, according to the Hebrew, they interpret this word as soul. I have to keep going. And as far as the made in the likeness of God, ask people every once in a while, just for fun, at a party, what is a cherub? A lot
okay.
of people will say, it's a baby with wings. Well, that's an artist's view of a baby with wings in the Vatican, right? It's a nasty looking four-headed beast in the Bible.
Interesting.
And so I realize, and it guards the right and the left hand side of the throne of God. So it's a guardian of God, and it's represented by 3 of the heads are animal heads. So I realized, well, you don't have to be made in the likeness of God either to be in heaven.
That's right.
So
wow.
The journey began.
Wonderful. Well, what a journey this book is. I mean, honestly, folks, this is exciting. If you're like me, I grew up Catholic, went to Catholic school all my life, and I have had these discussions with many people. You know, I can remember having it with my younger sister. Do animals have souls? Do they go to heaven? And it is interesting. And I would say to her when she was younger and arguing with me that they don't, because she had read a book, this or that. And I'd say, you know, when you own a pet, you will learn that there is so much more. And all I have to do until I had this book was just to look into their eyes and know that there's a soul there. So I really, really do like this. I want to make sure everybody knows where they can go to get more of your great information, as well as find out more information about the book. Let's give out the address.
DoAnimalsGoToHeaven.com. I'm on Facebook with Do Animals Go to Heaven. I think I forget my Twitter. Melinda Sulio at Animals for Heaven.
Well,
Heaven for Animals. That's
Heaven for Animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we love it all. And folks, we'll have some links up there on our website as well. I've got to tell you, this is one of those that I saw and immediately ran over and said, we have got to talk to you. So go check it out. This is a lot of fun. Again, thank you so much for doing this book. Thank you for putting in the research that people like myself wanted but weren't going to do ourselves. And we really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to talk about going on here in the pet world, all on Pet World Insider here at the San Diego Pet Expo after a few quick messages.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.